Brilliance Audio presents The Fortunate Pilgrim by Mario Puzo.
Preface. I consider my second book, The Fortunate Pilgrim, my best novel and my most personal one. It proved also to be my most interesting book because it was full of surprises. When I began, the plan was to make myself the hero. It was supposed to be the story of a struggling writer, poorest of the poor, whose mother, sister, and brothers were enemies of his art, and how, in the end, he succeeded in spite of them. It was written to show my rejection of my Italian heritage and my callow disdain of those illiterate peasants from which I sprang. But what a surprise it was when I discovered that my mother turned out to be the hero of the book, and that my sister was more honest, trustworthy, and braver than me. Through the writing, those immigrant Italians who worked 12 hours a day in gray, sweat-soaked fedoras, wearing great handlebar mustaches, had the dignity of heroes. How it happened, I never knew. All young writers dream of immortality, that hundreds of years in the future the new generations will read their books and find their lives changed, as my life was after reading The Brothers Karamazov at the age of 15. I vowed I would never write a word that was not absolutely true to myself, and I felt I had achieved that in The Fortunate Pilgrim. I assumed that such a writer would automatically become rich and famous. I received marvelous reviews, but then came the next surprise. Nothing happened. I didn't become rich and famous. In fact, I was poorer than before. I had to work 2 jobs instead of 1. I was furious, but only at myself. I rethought my whole life. Why should the public care that I put so much of myself into that book, so much care into each sentence? Why should my family care about my writing when it didn't earn my daily bread?